It's Thursday afternoon. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com, and here's your sports. Well, Big 12 presidents, presumably including A&M President Bowen Lofton, are having a teleconference this afternoon to discuss a reformed Big 12. Although Texas A&M has announced that they are leaving the conference and joining the SEC, A&M is still, as of now, a member of the Big 12, so Lofton is reportedly included, but it's not known if he is voting on anything or abstaining. One of the main orders of business seems to be the removal of Dan Beebe as the Big 12 commissioner and the naming of Chuck Ninus as the interim commissioner. Ninus is a former commissioner of the Big 8, that was years ago, but in the past couple of decades has headed up an athletics consulting firm where he matched up several coaches and ADs with their jobs. Chuck Ninus said that he has been contacted by the Big 12 about being the conference's interim commissioner and that he told the league that he was interested. Ninus told the AP this morning that he had not yet been retained, but he said if that happened, it would happen at the end of the day. Now, word has it that Brady Deaton of the University of Missouri, who is the president of the board of directors of the Big 12, will address the media at 6:45 this evening. Also, Oklahoma president David Bourne, along with athletic director Joe Castiglione and football coach Bob Stoops, are scheduled to address the press tonight at 6:30 in regard to the Big 12's future. Well, everybody knows that Oklahoma State has a powerful and explosive offense with the likes of quarterback Brandon Weeden, receiver Justin Blackman, and running back Joseph Randall. But what about the defense? They gave up 33 points to Tulsa last game and 365 yards on the ground. A&M quarterback Ryan Tannehill was asked if the run defense is something that the Aggies might exploit.
You know, you just have to take it game by game. You know, they could come out and, you know, play the best run defense of their life. You know, you can't ever expect to be able to run the ball on anybody. So I think as an offense, we just do what we do, and we try to stay balanced. So, yeah, we're going to try to run the ball, but it's not because it's Oklahoma State. That's just what we do.
What about the Cowboys' pass defense?
They have a good pass rush. You know, they have good athletic ends, good length up front, and they definitely get pressure. They can do it two ways. They'll either play coverage and rely on the defensive line to get pressure, or they'll bring backers and try to pressure you that way.
Aggies and Oklahoma State will kick off at 2:30-something on Saturday afternoon, and of course you'll be able to hear the game right here on 1620 starting at 11:30 with the Fan Zone Show. Tony Romo was back at practice with the Dallas Cowboys today, his first since he cracked a rib and tore his lung during last Sunday's comeback win at San Francisco. Romo was on the field during the first 20 minutes of practice, open to the media, and gingerly went through some stretches. He was not wearing a helmet and did not throw any passes. The Aggie volleyball team got an easy three-set win over Houston Baptist last night in their first match at Reed Arena this month. Kelsey Black had 9 kills before being lifted in the third set. The Aggies are now 11-2, and they'll open Big 12 play Saturday afternoon at Missouri. Mike Modano is going to retire as a Dallas Star. The Stars say that Modano will sign a one-day contract tomorrow during a news conference when he announces his retirement. Modano said Wednesday that he's retiring after 21 seasons in the NHL, a career that included a Stanley Cup championship with the Stars in 1999. His 561 goals and 1,374 points are both records for U.S.-born players. The first overall pick by the Minnesota North Stars in 1988, Modano became the face of the franchise after it moved to Dallas. He played his final season for his hometown, Detroit Red Wings. As the American League wildcard gap shrinks, baseball officials are sweating out the possibility of a three-way tie that could wreak havoc with next week's American League Division Series. The Boston Red Sox right now hold a 2.5-game lead over both the Tampa Bay Rays and the LA Angels. If all three wind up tied after 162 games, well, the options aren't good for anybody. First, they would be looking at a three-team playoff over 2 days, with the Angels facing the possibility of having to play games on both coasts on back-to-back days. Then, for the team that survives, life won't get any easier. Both American League Division Series are scheduled to begin September the 30th, but a three-way tie would push Game 1 of both series back a day to October the 1st. If that happens, baseball most likely would eliminate the off day between games 2 and 3 of the American League Divisional Series in order to get those series back on schedule. So if the Angels were to win the wild card, well, they could find themselves playing Wednesday in California, September the 29th in Boston, the 30th back in California, opening the ALDS October 1st and 2nd in New York, October 3rd and 4th in California with no travel days. That could be tough. And the Texas Rangers are trying to lower their magic number to 2 as they go for the sweep at Oakland this afternoon, but it's a no-go. Game ended about 20 minutes ago, and Oakland wins it 4-3, so the Rangers' momentarily lead in the AL West slips to 4.5 games over the Angels. Texas will host Seattle this weekend before returning to the West Coast to play the Angels Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Of course, Texas is hoping to clinch the title before they go West. The Angels will try for a sweep of Toronto tonight. And that's your look at sports, and thank you all for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.